tool for market analysis in retail. So if you see, there is the first option of going forward strategy. There is a market size, there is market growth, there is market trends, customer segmentation, there is a competition analysis, and business environment. So when there's an idea, there's a concept. The concept is bounced off to the stakeholders. Once the stakeholders give green signal, yes, we can start this product or we want to enter this market. So as I have already covered, there's a detailed analysis which done. With regards to the offline retail, there's a catchment analysis, retail catchment analysis which is done. And there is an offline feasibility report as well which works. So both these things, they have an option of 3 years. How much would be the cost? How much would be the manpower cost? What would be the rentals? What would be the cost with regards to the human resources? How much person needs to be hired? What would be the salaries? So this first, all this catchment analysis or the feasibility report captures the cost with regards to the outgoings. What would be the, so if you are setting up store or you're setting up a restaurant, what would be the cost of acquisition of land? So if it's buying the property, there is a cost, one-time cost involved of buying the property. If it's a rental, what would be the rental plus next 5 years? So first year, there is an X amount on the rental. Then after every year or 2 year or 3 year, there is a rise in the rental as well. So what would be the cost accordingly? So there's a detailed balance sheet which is prepared with regards to the manpower, the staff needs to be hired. What would be the salaries? What would be the cost with regards to the housekeeping as well? What would be the cost with regards to the security? So that all comes into the picture. So that is the first point with regards to the particular physical store or an online business as well. Secondly is the market growth. So what would be the market share? What are the products already customer is having? What are the options the customer is having? What is their potential? What are the numbers they are planning? What is the current market share of the competitor brands and how they want to dent that and become a number one over there? Market trends. So again, moving ahead, what are the trends available? How the consumer buying is happening? What are the latest products coming? What are the next 6 months plan of the competitors as well? How consumer is going to behave? So that is also a shift that also is taken care in the market trends. Customer segmentation, as I already said, there are three levels. There is the lower class, there is below poverty people. There are people from the rich class who wants to prefer luxurious product. There are consumers who keep shifting their loyalties when it is a price sensitive market. And there is a rise in consumers. So if there is an increase in salaries, there is an increase in income, they want to spend. Since the lot of products are now available, they want to shift, they want to try, and they want to enhance the experience. So yes, the consumer customer segmentation comes into picture. Again, one more factor is the economic factors as well. So how many people want to spend? What are the salary people? What are the range? So that comes into customer segmentation. Competitor analysis, so which is already covered earlier, that a detailed competitor analysis needs to be done. What are their products? What is the price? What are the range available? So is there a smaller product available for people who are below poverty? Or it's a price sensitive market. What is the range? How much particular they are doing? How is their supply chain working? What is the consumer demand? So a detailed study happens on competitive analysis as well. Business environment. So definitely there is a change in business environment as well. It also, so there are government policies which also affect how much the government is helping. If there is a shift in supply chain, or if an area gets developed. So, if there's a port which has come up, or there's a recent airport which has been constructed. So that definitely fuels the growth for a lot of other products. So when there is a new mall which comes up, this environment gets changed. That gives livelihood to a lot of people. It gives jobs to a lot of people. Jobs are created. So that is one of the few factors which you can say about the business environment as well. Launching new products because of demand. So in case when there was a pandemic, some people started manufacturing masks, some people started venturing into the ventilators, some went into the oxygen as well. So that is because of pandemic. So there are things which affects, there are factors which affect business environment, and that fuels the growth for coming into online or offline business. Several tools and techniques can be used for market analysis in retail industry. There are some commonly employed ones: surveys and questionnaires, market research reports, competitor analysis, data analytics, and market segmentation, geographic information systems. So to gather data and to make this feasibility report or catchment analysis, there are several tools which are being used. Now, one of these first one is surveys and questionnaires. So there are agencies and there are organizations available who does this survey and questionnaires. So earlier it was then going house to house, home to home. Now the surveys and questionnaires are being sent online. So there are Google Forms available, then there are surveys available which are available on the app. So certain surveys on the app, they give this prizes, or they give, they reward the consumer as well for taking these surveys. So this is how the data is captured. Going to the traditional way, there are questions which are being asked that, okay, which product do you use? Why you specifically use that product? What are the reasons for using it? So the consumer will reply that, okay, we prefer this product because of price, or is a smaller version available, so we want to save money. So this surveys and questionnaires were being used earlier offline. Now it's used online. Because of technology, these surveys are now available online as well, on phone, on the internet, on laptop as well, desktop as well. So it's an online and offline. Now the consumers' data is available by the organization, where they can now plan and reschedule in case of deliveries if they want to. So again, here also artificial intelligence can help about the, you know, they can work backwards, check the production and check the supply chain. Market research and reports, yes, definitely there is a research which happens. There are again agencies who does this market research. They publish their reports. Depending on that, they can work on the launching a new product or making changes in the current product which is being offered. Competitor analysis is a very must. What's happening in the market? How is competitor moving? Is their market share increasing? What is the strategies they have applied which has helped them to gain more market share? Are they doing very well? Is there any product which has not done well? Is that competitor is going to affect your business as well? So that is definitely needs to be considered while entering any business. Data analytics and market segmentation already covered. So there is analysis, detail analysis which is done, and basis on that the conclusions are come and decisions are taken. Geographic information system. So as I said, if there is a particular area where a person wants to put a shop or open a business, open a restaurant, what is the geography saying over there? Income about this catchment area. What would be the number of newspaper being used? What is the number of educated people available? Are there nuclear families? What is the spending power? What are the infrastructure available? So is there a accessible via metro, or there is parking available? What is the number of width of the road? What are the public transport available? How people will commute over there? So is there any particular thing which will help consumer to buy over there? So all this geographic information is taken care of while doing this analysis. Social media listening and online analytics, mystery shopping, retail analytics software. Now what has happened is there is a software available which tracks. So when a consumer is using social media, how much time that person has spent on that particular application, what are the preferences. Now when a person searches something on an search engine, that data is captured. And if I want, so today being a 1st of January, and I want to search vacation for sometime in June, 1st of June or 5th of June, there is a data analysis which happens, which captures this data, and it starts giving me ads, specific ads with regards to that. So I'll start getting ads with regards to the hotels, the resort, which is offering me the best prices with regards to the flights. So this social media listening which is happening, there's this online analytics. So they captured my data, the data is analyzed, and then I get personalized ads on that. So that is very well happening. If I participate in any questionnaire or any surveys, that data also helps them to reschedule the product or give me preferences of that specific product. So if I normally buy a blue shirt or a a striped shirt or a check shirt, then the next time, depending upon my preferences, the app or the website will first show me that specific products which I like. So all this social media listening is happening. There's a lot of online analytics which happens, which helps in producing, helps in giving products, personalized products, and offering a personalized experience to each and every individual. Mystery shopping, so it's a type of an audit. Mystery shopping, it's a type of an audit where a consumer, a mystery auditor will go over there in the store and will check the experience. So mystery shopping has a lot of parameters. There would be 10, 15, maybe 30, 40 points in audit checklist. So the audit, mystery audit typically starts when the auditor enters the store, whether he or she was greeted, whether the consumer was greeted in the entrance, when he or she is trying a product, whether there was a staff who was helping them, did they smile, did they greet, did they want any specific thing which was asked, how was the billing experience. So once the shopping is done, or if the consumer wants to try, if the size was not available, did the staff help? So that is covered in that audit. So they check washroom as well. They check the trial rooms, whether the store was neat and clean, whether the trial rooms were accessible, lighting was proper, music was proper or not, music was appropriate or not. And then once they do the billing, how was the billing experience? Did they do billing within 1 minute? Did they offer for any help? Are there any convenience like what drinking water available? So all this thing is covered in mystery shopping. There is a video is also shot. There are pictures being taken, which is also attached in the audit as a proof that yes, the person had visited that particular store. And this mystery shopping results are then shared with the, so this agencies who does mystery shopping, they do a detailed analysis, they make a report which is submitted to the client, and then the client starts taking action. So in case if there are some issues, then they need to work on it. And this mystery shopping experience also help about the buying behavior, how the consumer, what are the particulars, why if a store is not doing well, what are the specific reasons, whether the size was not available or the product was not available, what are the issues, the staff was not trained properly. In case there is a loss of sale, they do a detailed analysis, what went wrong, what went right. So that also is covered in the mystery shopping. So a lot of data gets captured, people, the organization work on it, and they try to improve on what went wrong. So again, there are retail analytics software available. So a lot of technology is being used where they capture data, they capture the buying pattern. There is a lot of customer loyalty programs available, which gives you data that there are certain customers who only come during the sale period. So these are the, so they know that, okay, this product is price sensitive during normal time, but they want that superior product when the prices are a little bit less. So this retail analytics office gives you a clear picture that this consumer needs, they will only come during the sale period. Now you can have a specific market strategy. So when the mobile numbers are there, when the email addresses are there, a specific targeted market strategy can be done. So those consumers can be only called during EOSS. So when there's an end of season sale, there's a discount available, then those specific consumers needs to be addressed by sending an SMS or sending on WhatsApp. Nowadays, the marketing also happens on WhatsApp as well. So a triggered SMS trigger is done and inviting those customer for that specific sale period. Similarly, this analytics software also helps that in case there are consumer who keeps coming and buys latest product, then a specific trigger, specific marketing strategy can be done. So in short, basically this software helps to identify who your customers are, what they want, and that product can be available, which indirectly or directly helps into sales. By utilizing these tools and techniques, retailer can conduct comprehensive market analysis, gather meaningful insights, and make informed decisions to drive their business growth in competitive retail industry. So now what happens is, with this technology and tools available, the whole idea is to increase the market share, increase the sale of the products, and definitely the whole focus is on getting more profits. So this tool helps into reducing the cost and giving a better experience to the customer, ensuring that there is a profit and the balance sheet is healthy. Market entry strategies. So here are common market entry strategies for global retail. Exporting. Export involves selling products or services from home country to consumers, customers in foreign markets. So market entry strategies were quite self-explanatory. So when there are exports, it involves selling products from the home country to the foreigners over there and thus entering into foreign markets. So there are exports, there are rules and regulation with regards to exports which needs to be taken care of. Franchising. Franchising is a strategy where a business grants the rights to another party, franchisee, to use its brand, business model and intellectual property in exchange for fees or royalties. So when a person wants to start a business either abroad or in India, there's a huge cost involved over there. You know, setting up a company, having a brand name, taking licenses, taking appropriate licenses with regards to doing business, taking a lot of approvals, acquisition of land. So there's a huge cost involved, and sometimes if the business needs to move fast, then they do franchising. So they particularly take a brand and there is a fee available. So they can use a brand name of that particular product. They can use the brand name and the model. They can use the intellectual right, and there is a fee involved. So there is a fee or there's a royalty which when paid over there, an organization can start business ASAP as soon as possible, and they can enter a market in a faster manner. Market entry strategies. So licensing involves granting permission to foreign entity to use intellectual properties such as trademarks, patent or technology in exchange for licensing fees or royalties. So from moving ahead from franchising, then there is a licensing also which is available, which gives permission of a foreign entity to give license, and the local business person can pay the license fees, use intellectual property, trademarks, patents, technology in exchange of fees. So if any foreign organization is available, they don't want to do business in India, the Indian partner can pay the licensing fees, and then they can use all the trademarks, patents and technology use in India and start selling that product. That is one of the option of licensing after the franchising. Moving ahead, is next point is joint venture and strategic partnerships. So joint venture is JV, and strategic partnerships involve collaboration between two or more entities to enter a foreign market together. So it joint ventures and strategic partnership help both the organizations. So if there is a foreign company who wants to come in India, but they are afraid how the markets will behave or what are, so they will also spend a lot of time doing competitor analysis. But if there is a Indian partner available who has already, who knows the market, already the feasibility report is ready, they know the catchment analysis, they have done the risk mitigation, they have done the entire homework, and now, so getting into the business becomes easier for a foreign partner to come into a specific country, because there is collaboration available which will help them to start immediately and make a mark in the industry or in the market. So joint ventures definitely help, because there is knowledge available with both the partners, and with that they can enter a market. Similarly, they can enter a foreign market with regards to joint ventures. One country can supply product, the second the foreign country. So if there's a country A, country B, and they want to enter country C, then they have the country A has already supply chain policies, they know how to work over there. Country B can provide products at a reasonable cost, at a reasonable price, you know. So this all things will help them to enter country C with their good practices, with their knowledge. They can enter third party market, foreign markets, and they can make good use of this knowledge and capture market share. Again, moving ahead with market entry strategies. So direct investment and wholly owned subsidiaries. Direct investment involves establishing a physical presence in the target market, such as setting up the wholly owned subsidiaries or acquiring existing business. Now, with regards to the government policies, some government ensure that there is a cap, there is a percentage allowed for foreign business partners to come. So there is a time when the government policies change this policy. Sometimes the direct investment is allowed, and they can come and they can start wholly owned subsidiaries. So that also helps in setting up business physical presence in targeted market. So when government allows foreign companies to come, they pump money, they invest money, they open a business over there. That is also helping in setting up the whole business, or they can open up subsidiary company. So definitely it can happen that there is a brand which is already available in US, they can come into India. Either they will do acquisition, they will come, they will buy, and they will change the name of Indian company to the parent company, or they can have an Indian version over here. So that is coming to the owning the subsidiary or having a wholly owned subsidiary or existing business. That is one of the options. Second option is e-commerce and online marketplaces. So e-commerce and online offers opportunities for global retail expansion with their need for physical presence in every target market. So since the products are available online, and what they can do is they can have an e-commerce platform. So they don't have to open a physical store, only e-marketplaces, online marketplaces available. The products are uploaded on the website and they just need to ensure that the physical product is kept in a place on a distribution center and the supply chain is already available over there so that it reaches to the end consumer. So end mile logistics needs to be in that place, which helps to sell their product. So here what happens, the organization doesn't have to set up the store. They don't have to do the geographical analysis, catchment analysis. They just need to ensure that the logistics in place. The logistics partner is normally a third party vendor. So they are delivering it. There is an agreement with that. There is a turnover time. So there's a memorandum of understanding between the logistics partner as well that these are the turnover times and they need to deliver so and so product at so and so time within so and so time frame. So that also helps entering market. So with e-commerce and online, there is no need for companies to come set up the organization, follow law of land, buy, take licenses. So that skips. There's definitely just need to ensure that the logistics partner and the Indian partner or that particular organization which is helping is taking care of the rules and regulations. Greenfield investment, involve building new facilities or operations in the target market from scratch. So greenfield investment is, yes, after doing all these studies and catchment analysis, they still prefer opening and in getting a new building, setting up the entire office, warehouse and everything from the scratch, and that's done into greenfield investment. So they will come, they will do their studies, they will invest money, they will start from the scratch, the manufacturing unit is set up, the warehouse is set up, some entire supply chain is fixed, market analysis is done. So that's what is greenfield investments are. Case study on Flipkart, e-commerce and online market strategy. Rather than setting up physical stores or engaging traditional retail mode, Flipkart leveraged its e-commerce platform and online marketplace to connect international customers with Indian sellers. Through strategic partnership, collaboration and acquisitions, Flipkart expanded its product offering, improved logistics capabilities and enhanced customer experiences in the global market. So we'll be doing a case study on Flipkart. So what has Flipkart done? They have done strategic partnerships, they have done collaborations, and they have done acquisitions as well. So what has happened is the products were already available offline. There was always an industry available. Now, earlier, what has used to happen, there was only cities, major tier A cities, metros who were ordering. Now, what they did, they understood that there is a huge youth crowd available in India. Indian population has more of youth crowd, and because of the mobile penetration, there is a usage of internet which has also grown up. If you compare the data from 2020 to 2023, there is a massive surge in the usage of data, and they even the youth from tier 3, tier 4, smaller cities and towns, they want the same product, they all want to experience fashion. So already there is a demand, and which was a benefit for Flipkart. So what they did, they saw this, there's a demand. So they started expanding their product offerings. So there were particular 10 brands. So they started negotiating, meeting a lot of other manufacturers, and they did MOUs, they got more consumer on. So they expanded their product offerings. That was one thing. They started giving customer experience. So certain products were delivered within 24 hours, certain products were delivered in 3 days. So that's how they saw this competition. They saw this as a market, and they did, seeing the market, they did a lot of strategic partnerships and collaboration, which has helped them to expand their business. So if you see the business model of Canvas Flipkart, then there are key partners. There are publisher and authors, subsidiaries like Myntra, Jabong, PhonePe, eBay, eCart. So there are these key partners who are also there. Then there is Walmart. Owns 81.3% of Flipkart. So there were subsidiaries are Myntra and Jabong. Now what has happened is they did some acquisitions as well. and there are other partners which are helping the growth of Flipkart. Seller, manufacturer, and distributors of products, payment partners. So what they have done is they have done a lot of partnerships which is helping them to drive the business. Their Flipkart key activities are design, develop, and optimize. So sometimes they have come with own products which is cost benefit helping them. So they have designed, they have developed a lot of products, and they are optimizing whatever the products are available. Manages supply chain network. So yes, they have a third party supply chain partner which is helping. Plus they have started ensuring that the deliveries are done to the new markets as well. So wherever the consumer wants to buy, there is a last mile delivery available. So they have developed sellers network. So the buying team has got in touch with the sellers. They have started encouraging small businesses to start business, selling business online. They have ensured that the network has increased and the product range has increased. Partnership with distributors. So definitely, since they have increased the product range, they need to ensure that the distributors are also able to supply products to Flipkart and to the end consumer. So they have increased the number of partnerships as well. Key resources, venture capital partners, huge traffic flow, payment system, Flipkart Smart Buy, Flipkart technological aspects. So they have also in touch with the stakeholders. They want more money coming in. There's investment which is happening from the venture partner capitalist. So money is being used for the expansion as well, so which they have done it. They have spoken to the stakeholders. So for expansion, the funds are required. So they have raised that funds. There's a huge traffic flow, so they have been coming with the big bang sales, and there are other system also. So there is consumer who's buying. There's a lot of traffic coming on the website as well as the app. So they have developed payment system as well. So with advent of there were earlier debit card, credit card available. There was a cash on delivery option available with UPI coming as in. So they have integrated that payment system as well. So there is online payment system which is available where a customer can pay from the wallet as well. Flipkart Smart Buy, there is again a new strategy which they have come. And there are definitely Flipkart technological aspects. So since the technology keeps on changing, they have integrated AI as well. They know what is customer buying behavior. And whatever technology advances are coming, they're taking into consideration and they are incorporating that. Value proposition, wide selection, exclusive product launch, unique features, convenience, cheap products, and highly trusted. So what has happened is they have already expanded their product range. Exclusive product launch. So now with regards to the exclusive product launch, mobiles are being launched. New variant of a mobile or a specific mobile is launched on Flipkart. Now it happens, this happens with a strategical partnership. So what happens, they enter into partnership with a brand and that specific launch is done on Flipkart. So only a selected consumer or selected range is launched on a specific sale day, and then the consumer can buy that product over there. So that is also done. Exclusive product launch is done on Flipkart as well. They have come with unique features. So a lot of technical advancements are coming. Convenience is, yes, customer can buy at any time, anywhere because of app. They don't have to physically go to the store. If a consumer wants to buy at 2 o'clock in the night, there are no malls or shop open. So the convenience come into picture. Cheap products and highly trusted. So there is a range available for every consumer. So there is a filter available where you can select from high price or from a low price to a high price or from high price to a low price. So this filters help. Definitely consumer wants to buy cheap product or a highly trusted. So there are chances where a good quality product which will be at a higher price, but there's a trust factor. So what happens is there are certain vendors who are trusted. There are options available for consumer to rate the supplier or rate the distributor as well. So this options help them to, this remarks help them consumer to buy. So that is also cheap products and highly trusted product coming to that. Consumer relationship, reliable platform, consumer support, customer reviews, best deal and offers. So what happens is there is a trust. This platform is available. Consumer support is available 24/7. So in case there is a mismatch, the product is wrong, consumer can call the customer service, tell his or her issues and solve the problem with the customer support. There's a 24/7 or depending upon the chat, lot of options are available, chat, voice calls are available. So that's the customer support available. Customer reviews are available. So when a customer buys a product, there's a feedback mechanism which has been developed. So consumer can put their reviews, how they did receive the product, whether it was stolen or whether it was how the product was displayed, and when it was physical, what was the comparison between physical and online display. So there are reviews available there. Best deal and offers. So they keep on coming with best deals. They keep on coming with discount offers. Now coming to the technology part, what happens when the reviews are posted? It helps Flipkart as well. So if there are particular reviews of particular consumer or from different consumers with regards to a supplier or a vendor who's constantly not able to deliver, then there are ratings over there. So they can remove that vendor. They can remove that supplier as well. Or in case if there is a good rating or review of particular supplier or vendor, then they can start increasing the range of that particular vendor as well. So this data which helps them to take decision and ensure that the products are available at reasonable price, but they are being delivered at with a good customer satisfaction. So all these small aspects are taken care into and ensure that the business is run smoothly. Channels, Flipkart official website, products, seller program, the software applications, short and middle channels. Moving ahead, there is a customer segment, massive urban market. As I've already covered, there is a huge potential of youth having mobile business. So there's an urban market, there's a rural market as well. Discount lovers. So there are customers who will wait for big sale, big discount, and they will only shop when the discounts are there. Book lovers market. So definitely consumer wants to, if any book is launched, there is an e-book as well nowadays. So there is a book lovers market over there. Customers prefer convenience and accessibility. So there are consumers who do not like crowd. They do not like going in a crowd and waiting for billing happen. So there is always a market segment for people who prefer convenience and accessibility. Customer targeted by product. So again, as I said, with advent of artificial intelligence and with lot of data available, the buying pattern is captured, and definitely that specific ads can be targeted to that specific consumer. So if there's a trend that if a consumer is buying mobile every 6 months, so it shows a trend that yes, that person changes the mobile phone after every 6 months. So whenever after a 6 month, a new product is going to launch, then that specific ad can be triggered, that specific SMS can be triggered to that consumer. So that's how consumers are targeted by the product, depending upon the trends, how they buy. That is the last point with covers to customer segments. Cost structure, technology infrastructure, support costs, warehouse and management, delivery costs, advertising and business promotion expenses, workforce management costs. So as I said, there is a very less cost when it comes to setting up. So in there are vendors and suppliers who are supplying. So they need to only, sometimes they just need to involve in a distribution center, and they need to ensure that what are the manpower needed. There's definitely there are costs involved. But then there are this technology costs which keeps on changing with advent of new technologies coming. They need to upgrade it time and again. Again, they need to ensure that if they're expanding business, then setting up a warehouse or setting up a distribution center, that cost is also involved over there. Warehouse management and delivery costs. So what are the cost which is the delivery partner is going to offer? What are the MOUs? What are the turnaround times? So with advent of increase in cost, they need to ensure that the costs are kept under control and profits are enhanced. Advertising and business promotion. So there's definitely it's an online platform, but they still need to ensure that there are TV ads, there are paper ads which comes. So they still have to follow the traditional part. There's a cost involved in advertising and ensuring the brand recall is always there. They need to ensure that the customer doesn't forget that, yes, there is this platform available, and they keep on doing new things. So advertising and business promotion also a big factor. There's also an expense in that. Workforce maintenance costs. So yes, once they set up a distribution center or a warehouse, there's a cost involved. People, they have hired people, the salaries need to be paid. So there is operational cost with regards to the workforce maintenance as well. So that is coming to the cost structure. Revenue streams, so commission structure, shopping fees, Flipkart Assured program, and the own shipping services called eCart. So these are the few revenue streams. So one is the commission structure. So if they are having a vendor or supplier, they make commission out of it. So whenever a product is sold, there is a certain commission which is taken by Flipkart. Shopping fees, yes, definitely, if they have a Flipkart Assure program, so there are consumers who pay this fee for this specific program. So that is a source of revenue for them. And they have their own shopping services called eCart, which helps them to reduce cost with regard to the shipping services. So it's their own shipping services, which they don't have to pay to the third party vendor. So there is also a cost which helps, helps in reducing the cost. Moving ahead to the case study of Amazon Go, just walk out technology. So Amazon Go is a chain of convenience stores that utilizes advanced technologies such as computer vision, sensor fusion, and deep learning algorithms. So what happens, this is a typical store where you will not find a staff over there. The customer can go, the card is already saved. The consumer can pick the product, they can scan it, the bill is generated, the amount is charged on the card, the amount is paid, and the consumer leaves with the product. So there is a massive use of computer visions, there are sensors, there are fusions, there is learning algorithms which is being used. Now in this case, the consumer, there are scanners available. So what happens is the consumer buys, scans the product, puts in the basket, it's added in the cart, and while checking, so the real time scanning happens. The consumer doesn't have to wait for to product the scan products at the billing counter or the till. So immediately the products are scanned, amount is billed, and then the consumer can do checkout and move out. So that's a just walkout technology which is available. Moving ahead on case study Amazon Go, just walkout technology. The key feature of Amazon Go is elimination of traditional checkout counters. Customers can enter the store by scanning the Amazon Go app. They can simply pick up the items they want, leave the store without having to go through a traditional checkout process. So what happens is, the consumer can walk in. The initial traditional process was pick a product, put in a cart, take 10 products, then go to the cash till, then the products are scanned, then it used to take between 1 to 5 minutes average time for the billing. Now with just walkout store technology, the time has reduced. They can pick, select, scan the product, pay immediately, and walk out. So this has removed the traditional checkout process, saving customers time. And again, this data also helps that if a consumer is buying milk regularly, then definitely they know that, okay, this product, so that can help in supply chain and ensuring that the product is always available. So that is the back end part. But coming to the front end part, it has definitely wiped off the traditional checkout process.